This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast instead of doom scrolling? Smart move. Another smart move? Getting help from one of State Farm's 19,000 local agents when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I get so many headaches every month.
It could be chronic migraine, 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. It's not for those who have 14 or fewer headache days a month. Prescription Botox is injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away, as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Why wait? Ask your doctor. Visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. Here you come again. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
It's real with the Cowboys.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
There's something real going on.
It takes time.
See what happens when toe meets ball with the Cowboys.
Today's guests, legendary broadcaster Bob Costas, comedian Adam Ray, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. I'm not lying. It's Wednesday. Just check the calendar. You know what I mean? Like, I always shoot you straight here. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We're all over the place. You can't avoid us. If you do, stop by anytime. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show is another way to hang out with us. You can also listen to us on our podcasts. You can also check out all of our gear, RichEisenShop.com. It's a lot of fun. Mugs, hats, shirts, Mendoza Mania, so much for you to be paying attention to. It's great. There's a lot of time for phone calls today, so light up the phones. We'll take them. No guests, hour number one. But we do have Bob Costas in hour two and Adam Ray, hour three. And so lots of fun stuff. I checked on my fifth year of eligibility at Michigan yesterday. Don't have it.
I'm here.
I might sue my way in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Cause that's the way things go. Honestly, college football is so off the rails. We discussed it yesterday and it's gotten even crazier between then and now, just in terms of how many people in the NFL are talking about it. Cause they have no idea, you know, if anybody that they're about to cut is going to go back to college, you know, crazy. Again, the phone number to dial is 844-204-RICH, number to call us. What's over there, Chris Brockman? How are you, buddy?
I'm great, man. Just a reminder, everybody, be a good person today.
Thank you. Okay.
That takes no effort.
Every single... What, did something happen I need to know about?
No,
somebody cut you off in traffic?
No, just still thinking about Dolly Parton yesterday. She was just, you know, the greatest human being and all she did for, you know, charity and underprivileged people across the country. So be a good person. It's really simple.
I like it. Terrific.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of this here, I appreciate you saying that. Just remember that for What's More Likely that's coming up later on.
Right? Well, I'm going to put you in some tough spots. Get ready.
Okay.
Do as I say.
So there's only two.
Yeah, I mean, only goes
no,
through
but
a few,
he's talking about real life.
Yeah.
I dragged him back down to the level of our program. How are you, Mike Delton?
Good morning. I'm bad, but meaning good.
Okay.
TJ, I knew would laugh at that.
Did he go Michael Jackson on us to start right there?
No. Shimon.
Michael Jackson.
Hi, TJ. Candles lit.
I just know this. If you ever let go of me and I ever lose this job, I'm heading back to WPPJ. All right, I'm going back to college.
You're going back to school.
I got college.
You're going back to school, which is right, Oregon. You're going back to Oregon.
Throw it up.
Ah!
Throw up the O, TJ. Hey,
you already got the shoes.
Throw it up.
I mean, when the ducks quack, fade them.
They like me up there.
Okay.
When the ducks quack.
Today's date is August 26th.
Woof.
I can't believe we're still playing it.
Serious.
Hit it.
A-A-Ron.
Is he back yet?
Where is A-A-Ron right now?
This was born out of, like, you know what? There's no question that he's coming back. So let's start a segment called Is He Back Yet?
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I guess, unless he doesn't come back. Because if he's not back yet, then why isn't he back yet?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now we've got to ask, you know, Sean McVay again.
The tough question.
And bless him, man. Bless him. This is the laid back part of Southern California, right? Because if this was East Coast, if this was Boston, if this was New York,
Philly,
you know what I mean, Philadelphia,
like, be like, hey, Donald, where you at?
Yeah, exactly.
If he's not coming back yet, to hell with him.
Yeah, we don't want him.
We don't need him.
We don't want. What's he waiting for?
He's turning his back on us.
Yeah. He was at the end when he left anyway. So
he
who
got
cares?
All my freaking hopes up.
Now I gotta turn my back.
Remember Cam Hayward was like Aaron Rodgers. He's like, I mean, we're the Steelers. I don't know what he's waiting for.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's Western Pennsylvania. but that's the fans. The coach would be at this. I've asked, you know, you've asked it so many times. I don't know how many different times.
You're right. I don't have time.
I don't know how many times I have to
Where
say
is
the
A-A-Ron
same thing
right now.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But Sean McVay up there, and are these aviators? Is that what he's got?
Let me see. Yeah, oh yeah.
Lid, too laid
cool.
back.
I wear those.
Too cool for school.
You know what I mean? That's what happens when you go hang out in the south of France with your six pack. You know what I mean? Here. You come back nice and cool and chill. Also helps have a roster like this.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mike, you ready? Look at you.
I even got the hat.
In honor of Sean McVay,
guy.
You put on
my
the aviators.
Team.
All right. This is what he had to say when it was asked of him again. Where is he back yet?
Any decision from Aaron yet?
Nope, no updates on that.
In terms of with the roster deadline coming, is it?
We've had plans if he's there and if he's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it work to your advantage one way or the other? If
not really.
Not.
Like I mean, if he ends up doing it later, I mean, you could hypothetically, but that's not even part of our thought process. Our thought process has been, let's look at a 53 with him and a 53 not including him. And what does that look like? There's some different guys that, you know, you have some potential roster exemptions that we've talked about. All those things are things that we think about. And whenever a decision's made, if that is the direction that he goes where he wants to play, then we have, you know, plans accordingly. And if not, we have plans for those as well.
So, in other words, his plan.
Yeah, there's plans.
Did he also create a new word, hypothetically?
I did hear that.
Which is possibly beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Like a mixture of hypothetically and aesthetically.
I did notice that.
So, if you're waiting for Aaron Donald, might as well start creating new polysyllabic words. Because it would be possibly beautiful, except to the rest of the league, which is why we're going to constantly talk about it until we get a friggin' answer.
He also threw out there if it happens later, right? Did you notice that?
Yes, because what's the point of rushing the guy?
Yeah, I'm saying, like,
if you
doesn't
don't
have
think
to be right
McVay
now.
Is, you know, got 99 on speed dial just to chit chat, or you know what? I'm going to go about my business getting the rest of this Super Bowl roster ready. That's it. You know what I mean? He's got some other fish to fry. I don't know what the fish are. I don't think he fries much for his diet either.
I don't think so either.
You know,
he
but
seems like a salmon.
Fresh. Seriously, like, what's fresh. The point? So if Aaron Donald's like, you know what, I'm not coming back week one, then it'll be a constant source of conversation until he does return. And then, you know, why not play half a season? Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Also, it's easy for him to have a smile like that when you know you've got Myles Garrett.
That
so,
too.
Yeah.
Yes, we're talking about it a lot, and I understand the fatigue other fan bases may have. Adam Ray's coming up in hour number three. He's a diehard Seahawk fan. They are the defending Super Bowl champs, and we're looking like at the Rams as if they've already won the damn thing. And if Donald comes back, then good night. That's the end of it, right? Then it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. So that's Seattle saying, give me a break. Dan Campbell was the first at a podium to basically say, oh, you know, season's over. Thanks for coming here today. You know? So Again, the thing that just surprises me so much about it is, as Albert Breer mentioned earlier this week, he needs to see if he can play like himself. Guy's 35, and I still look at him like he's, you know, an Avenger coming back, which they are in September. But he definitely can just roll out of bed and be Aaron Donald again. That's the way I assumed. So, yeah, that's the latest on that. He's not back yet. And the Rams open up against the San Francisco 49ers in 3 weeks.
Dude.
Because it is a Wednesday for a Thursday. It's a Friday for a Thursday. That's what it is.
It's a Thursday for us, Friday for them.
Friday for them, Thursday for us.
Thursday for us.
I can't. These international.
And then there's a game on Wednesday.
That's.
Oh, by the way, Super Bowl rematch.
That's right. Super Bowl rematch.
Yeah.
Super Bowl rematch. The Seahawks against the Patriots, who are like, yeah, we can give up wide receivers. Does that concern you at all, by the way?
Which part?
That they look at their roster and Keyshawn Booty is expendable?
Their wide receiver room, you know, Mike Vrabel did say the other day, we're not a very deep team. Right. Wide receiver room was very deep. And I think Keyshawn Booty was a guy, yeah, a lot of success last year with Drake May. But he asked for a trade. He wanted out. He was seemingly the odd man out with A.J. Brown and Romeo Doubs added into the mix. And I think he was expendable. And, you know, if you can get a chance to get some depth in your secondary by adding a safety there, I think it's a move. It's a win-win for both teams.
And you're adding somebody because Christian Gonzalez might not be there?
I don't think so. I feel like that's going to get done. I mean, he was at practice yesterday, fully participating. Both sides are working on it. You hear Albert and some of these other insiders talk. It's 50-50 on if a deal gets done before week one, but it's not a Baker Mayfield situation where there's a hard deadline. I think if week one comes and goes, there are two sides are still going to be working on a deal. I think he's going to get it.
So Mark Wahlberg's coming on this show next week. Who does the win-loss game first, you or him?
Ooh, Rich Eisen, great question.
When are you doing it, is basically what I'm saying.
You know, I've seen everyone else do it. TJ's done it twice.
Yes.
Two times.
And I was hoping to just kind of fly under the radar and maybe get to week one without doing it.
Oh, no, that was never a possibility.
You want to do it right now?
I don't see why not.
Let's do it right now. Let's go.
Let's go.
Do it live.
Hypothetically.
Oh, you got the new drop, hypothetically.
Oh, my.
Oh my!
Oh my! Hypothetically,
let's see if this
hypothetically, I'm going to do the win. Patriots win.
If this
win
hypothetically
right
looks good for you,
let's do it.
Because the Patriots are taking. Look, this is a perfect bookend. We've got Adam Ray coming on in hour three. I imagine he'll do the win loss game for the Seahawks.
That's true.
Or we'll force him to do.
I love Adam.
Now it's time for you to realistically tell us, hypothetically, how this is going to go down. Ready to go? Music, please. Chris Brockman, right off the bat, Biggie.
Here's
in
the
Seattle,
thing.
Seattle, what happened?
I remember a banner raising in Foxborough 1 year,
yes.
And the Chiefs came to town and absolutely waxed us.
And?
So it is possible that a team celebrating and raising a banner can get kind of stunned and punched in the mouth on opening night. Patriots win.
Okay. Way to set it up. I appreciate it. I thought you were hypothetically speaking.
Yeah.
By the way.
It's
I shouldn't
good.
Say these things. I speak. I
well, now you're
going to
now you're
going to
say it.
Time.
Yeah, you're going to.
All right. Home opener against the Steelers.
Yeah, win.
That's Jacksonville.
Win.
Dude, okay. I don't know. Every single time I read about Jacksonville and hear about Jacksonville, they are not a homecoming. Last year's not a one-off.
We'll see.
Okay. Now you're visiting Buffalo.
New stadium vibes.
What does that matter? People might not be able to see it.
It really doesn't matter. Loss.
Okay. 3-1, home for the Raiders.
Oh, revenge game from last year. Game. The weirdest game of the 2025
Mike
season.
Mike Vrabel's first game as head coach.
Like, what was that? Win.
Okay. You're now 4-1, Jets.
Move on.
.com or .org. 5-1. Now
thinking about
Chicago
going to this game since they're going to be the Indiana Bears soon. Short week, road, don't love it, loss.
Okay, 5-2 at the Dolphins.
Weird stuff happens in Miami, but that team is, I don't know, win.
6-2, home for the Packers.
What do we think about Green Bay this year? I'm not sure. Win.
Mm.
I think they're going to be better.
7-2, you are in Munich against the Lions.
What a that's stadium. That's a tough one.
Morgan.
It's just kind of a weird game. Weird things happen. We'll say loss.
Okay.
That 7 and 3 at the bye.
7 and 3 at the bye. Okay. Coming off it. I assume you're going to this one.
Correct. Cage and I were actually looking at tickets last night.
Okay.
Obviously going to be a Patriots home game. Win.
It's 8-3 home for the Bills.
Win.
9-3 home for the Vikings on a Thursday.
Win.
Okay. 10-3 at the Chiefs on a Monday night.
Kind of weird game. Chiefs, tough game. We'll say loss.
10-4 at the Jets.
Win.
11-4 home for the Broncos.
Win.
12-4. That was very confident. 12-4 home for the Dolphins.
Win.
13-4. So just like last year, huh?
Better on paper roster. Another year with the Josh McDaniels system. Mike Vrabel, obviously, coach of the year last year.
Okay.
Drake May.
So I'm just going to put down Brockman because you're not anyone. I could say Brockman in denial. I could put that. Should I say that? Say Brockman in denial.
Denial what? Literally won 13 games last year. You guys remember that, right?
Brockman 13-4.
That was last year, though.
All right, phone lines are lit.
14 might have been 14.
People want to play a win loss game. Normally, we do the what's more likely on a Friday, but we're going to do it very next. How about that?
Oh,
Bob Costas coming up in hour number two. I'll ask Bob if he's got a fifth year of eligibility at Syracuse.
That would be amazing. Me and Bob are coming back next year.
What if you're roommates?
I don't know if Bob would want that.
Adam Ray in hour three. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid, the Tucson or the Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra, loaded with the latest tech, or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. For details. All right, we take a break, come back. What's more likely, everybody?
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Rich Eisen here. We talk a lot about battles in sports. Teams battling through adversity, athletes fighting for every yard. The toughest warriors I've ever seen, though, aren't on the field. They're kids fighting cancer, their families standing beside them, doctors, nurses, caregivers. That's why I'm proud to support Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 28 years, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research, raising more than $303 million and supporting over 40,000 children. Learn more and donate at HyundaiUSA.com/Hope on Wheels.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the Rich Eisen Show radio network, along with our Disney Plus and ESPN feed. Hire right the first time with LinkedIn Hiring Pro, everybody. Get started by posting a free job at linkedin.com/Eisen. Why don't you? We left here yesterday seeing the video out of Bengals practice.
Oh, man.
Thinking Ja'Marr Chase was done for the year. Did you see that?
Yeah. We saw it before we got off air.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how they're – it wasn't any way his leg was shredded.
Yeah, I mean, Burrow fades back, and, you know, he lets it loose, and you take a look at it. And, by the way, nice throw.
Great
and
throw.
And Ja'Marr stops it, and then his left leg gets caught up, and it looks like it buckles, and he's on, you know – all fours.
And somebody off camera off. Does the OS. Like,
you know, right. Like, because oh they're like, God. Yeah, there's our season on the ground right
yeah.
And has to sit down. And sure enough, Trainer comes over, and you and I, we're all looking at it. And then practice ends, and he's chit-chatting with the local reporters, you know, oh, everything's fine. If I could, if there was a game tomorrow, I'd play it. Just a little hyperextension. Yeah. It's football.
Luckily.
Jeez.
Right?
It does, and it happens.
Bengals fans had to spend like an hour of their lives
freaking out
on Tuesday.
He's not practicing today, but he says he's fine.
We shouldn't see him until week one.
Like 45 minutes before the game, like warm up.
Let's stop practicing.
Yeah.
Week one practice, then you can come back.
But
just
even
sit back,
that,
man.
That didn't even look like it was anything. He wasn't making a cut. He wasn't going hard. He was just going
He just
out.
Landed funny, and like his leg kind of wobbled, and then he's grabbing it, and you're like,
oh, my God.
Oh,
hey, Jamar, listen, just sit tight, man. Just what binge watch what? Like, is he does he need to catch up on Lioness?
Right.
He should. If he hasn't.
I'm two behind.
Oh, so good this year.
Rich, because there's no way a guy like him is going to, you know, go halfway, you know, 50% through practice. Right. He's a 100%. I'm going all out. So you got to save him from himself.
So
jeez,
that was great. Certainly anybody that's already drafted in fantasy as well. But obviously for him, it is great to see that he is fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Ashton Jeanty went down, as you know, in practice the other day. And you're hearing guys were taking knees and what happened to him. And we're learning, it's interesting. What type of coach these new head coaches are going to be? Like when Ben Johnson arrived in Chicago, I don't know. I mean, people who covered him in Detroit and have known him would have known this, but to find out what a total hard ass he is, mm-hmm. as serious to use the Swirsky brothers phrase as a heart attack or a Ditka hurricane, you know what I mean? Hurricane Ditka. And then you're learning, like, Todd Monken. I had no idea he had, like, Bill Parcells in him.
Right.
He sounds like him. He talks like him.
He's kind of funny, yeah.
Clint Kubiak, I don't know. And he's been brutally honest about players need to compete. I'm not naming a starter. Move on. You know? I'm not going to sit here and talk about, you know, Mendoza's possibility of being a starter, you know, by becoming completely stream of consciousness with the media. Everyone needs to compete for their jobs. And hey, wide receiver room, I'm looking at you. Somebody needs to start carving out a role here. Who's going to catch the football from the quarterback, whoever it's going to be? And then this is how he's treating the Ashton Jeanty. Like everyone's hunting and pecking about his injury. Hit it.
Do you have any updates on Ashton Jeanty and the severity of his injury?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the injuries. He's on the mend.
Is there any talk or conversation about starting the season on IR for Ashton?
Not going to talk about injuries. He's on the mend.
Interesting.
Maybe he's got the Belichick in him.
Or the Marshawn.
Don't even mention the injuries. Don't even talk about it.
Don't even talk.
He's on the mend.
I'm only here so I don't get
on the mend.
Well, I mean, the Raiders aren't opening up against the Dolphins this week, right? So he doesn't have to put out an injury report, right?
Right.
Okay.
Poof.
We're so close. We're going to get answers. I want answers. I can handle the truth. Let's go to Tim in Arizona, line 6. Mikey, what's up, Tim in Arizona? How you doing?
Hey now, Rich.
Hey now.
What's going on?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Tim.
I have it. I've got it.
What do you have? What's the
it? Doctor, and he told me that I have Mendoza mania.
Yes.
Hey. And I'm going to have it all my life.
Okay.
I'm never going to get over it.
What do you need for Mendoza mania? What do you take for Mendoza mania? What do you do?
Well, I went to the doctor, Dr. Davis, and we looked in his crystal ball.
Okay.
And what we saw in his crystal ball
was
8 Super Bowl appearances, 6 Super Bowl rings as a quarterback. Then he goes on to coaching, and he wins 4 more Super Bowl rings. Jeez.
Oh, my.
Wow.
You do have Mendoza mania.
That's what we saw in the crystal ball, Rich.
You do.
And I am so excited about my Mendoza mania. I purchased the shirt.
Attaboy.
I haven't received it yet, but I'm looking forward to
it. It's coming.
RichEisenShop.com. Thank you, Tim, in Arizona. I appreciate that. What, in all seriousness, what do you like? Because I know what speaks to me about him. from him. What speaks to you about him?
Oh, he has it. He has it. He has everything that you want in a person. He has everything that you want in a quarterback. He is a leader. We all know this. We know what's going to happen in the future. And he's not going to fail it. And you know what, Rich?
Mm-hmm.
You nailed it. Out of all the people out there, you nailed it by saying the biggest trade was the trade that did not happen. When they traded, when they got Tyler Lindenbaum,
mm-hmm.
and they thought, you know, they got rid of Crosby,
right.
and it freed up the money.
Right.
That right there will be just Saturday in Peyton Manning for the next 10 to 12 years.
Man.
And you know what? Ooh. He won't choke in the playoffs like Peyton did.
Wow.
He's going to win big time in the playoffs.
Well, Tim, I am mandated to point this out on behalf of Peyton Manning. Just ask the head coach of Mendoza Mania, whose dad has a ring on his finger because in many ways of Peyton Manning.
And Von Miller.
Okay, fine.
And I understand that Chris, again.
Gary had a nice run in Denver, and part of the reason is because of the guy you're referring to, Tim.
And if he doesn't.
I am a true Colts fan.
And if he doesn't, Tom Brady will just get the rules changed.
I know all about that.
This guy.
Peyton was the greatest regular season quarterback ever. But in the playoffs, he overthought things. I love Peyton. I love the Mannings. But let's be honest here.
Yep.
He choked in the playoffs, didn't he, Chris?
Oh, don't spin that one in the zone for him. He's going to take that like big poppy out to Ted Williams' seat.
The red seat.
Thanks, Tim. That's Tim in Arizona right here.
Mendoza will not choke.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Mendoza
Mania. The man clearly has it.
It's real wild,
bro. There's only one prescription, and you need more t-shirts.
Yeah. Consult your doctor, too.
RichEisenShop.com.
Yeah.
I think we're going to put a red and white one out there as well.
Oh,
those
yeah.
who might have been a fan of his for a while.
Hoosier.
Just throwing it out there. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Phone lines open. Somebody replace it. Tim in Arizona. So we normally do this on Fridays. Bobby Bones is going to be sitting in this chair for the next 2 days. Our friend from Tennessee. He's flying all the way out from Nashville.
We know how Bobby flies, too, TJ.
It rhymes with TJ.
Yeah.
So Bobby's coming out here.
Wow.
Because it's Taylor's Bat Mitzvah week. I'm tapping out next 2 days to be present. Listen, this best dad ever sign doesn't just show up on me.
No. That's you got to earn that.
I did, actually. There's
you
still
did,
the price tag from the gift from years ago.
How many years running is this?
It's been a while.
Yeah,
I can't believe they spent this much money on a best dad ever.
There's no way it still cost that, by the way.
At any rate, it's time for What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors.
Let's go.
What? What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, everybody. What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors, here on this day. Chris, what do you have for me?
Guys, happy hump day. Great to see you. Let's go. All of these are related to week 3 of the preseason matchups.
All right.
Guys, more likely preseason week 3 Super Bowl preview. Rams Chargers or Seahawks Chiefs?
Okay. Be nice to everybody, huh?
Be nice.
You started the show.
Not in What's More Likely. It doesn't really carry over.
Jeez. Seahawks, Chiefs, or Rams, Niners?
I mean, you had Rams, Chargers
as
your 1-2 and your 2-2 early.
I will go Seahawks, Chiefs.
Interesting, Jason.
I'll go Seahawks, Chiefs.
Who would you pick in that game?
Which game?
The Seahawks, Chiefs Super Bowl.
I have to see how it works. I mean, there's, I don't know, circumstances.
That's not how this works. So I don't want to sound like Chris.
Circumstances.
Thank you, TJ.
See how it goes. Circumstances.
It's full of choices.
Yeah. Nice.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, you got dropped. You didn't pick the Rams.
You're asking me who's going to win a
hypothetical Super Bowl.
By the way, I looked that up. That is not a word.
I love Rams Chargers too. I actually had that in a way.
You did. I think there was three ways.
Remember the other day he called me a fence sitter. Seems like
I'm not sitting on a fence. I gave you my answer about what's more likely.
These aren't going to be
Seattle can repeat by getting back. they've done it before. And when they got back, we all know they didn't win it. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they're setting up themselves for a back-to-back is they exercised that ghost last year, and they're really freaking good. You know, and I think the Chiefs can put it all together and get back there, too. So that's where I'm going. I need to see the Chargers not lose 15 people and Justin Herbert putting together a great run for the first time in his career. The other ones have done it before. How does that sound as your answer? And I'm not choosing between the Seahawks and Chiefs Super Bowl 61 matchup on the final Wednesday of August. It's not going to happen. What else you got over there?
But
unlikely.
But you take the Chiefs. It's fine. Guys, Steelers-Bills preseason matchup this weekend. Yes. Who's more likely to have more rushing touchdowns this season? Josh Allen or every Steeler combined?
Combined, huh?
Last year, so you want some numbers real quick. Josh Allen had 14 rushing touchdowns. Yes. The Steelers rushed for 11.
I know. Because Gainwell was catching many of them.
Gainwell caught a lot of passes.
You know what I mean? Gainwell was like their main offensive engine last year. I'll go Josh Allen again. I'll do it again. And by the way, you know, James Cook had 14 as well. 20 rushing touchdowns from those two guys alone.
That's a lot.
So, you know, and Joe Brady's going to do it again. And I'll take Josh Allen have more rushing touchdowns than the Steelers combined. Although Rico Dowdle might have something to say about it now. Steelers have improved, baby. Question is how much? I don't know why I ever said the word baby either.
Yeah. It's okay, baby.
What else you got?
Guys, is it more likely Commanders-Ravens this weekend? A little Beltway matchup.
Right.
Is it more likely Jaden Daniels is back to his rookie year form? Or Derrick Henry does it again? 1,600 yards, 15 touchdowns.
I will say, as much as I don't want to say Derrick Henry can't, I'll just say Jaden Daniels gets back to his rookie form. I do not believe last year is an indicator of his career path. I just don't. I can't sit here and say that. You know. And then we had Chase Daniel yesterday.
Yeah, he's
I asked about all the new situations,
yeah.
Quarterbacks matched up with new offensive coordinators. Or new offensive coordinators hooked up with new quarterbacks. He mentions Jaden Daniels as the one who's going to benefit the most out of any changes anywhere on that department because of David Blau.
Wow.
So I'll go. It's more likely Jaden Daniels is back to his rookie form again because 1,615 touchdowns combined again. I mean, this is a first ballot Hall of Fame.
I shortchanged him. He had 1,616 last
year. I know.
That's
he's
crazy.
Insane, and he's so great. And I love him. But you asked what's more likely.
I did.
So there you have it.
That's the name of the segment.
Thank you. By the way, speaking of being early, I was the first one to say into the microphone, Derrick Henry's a Hall of Famer. And you guys pushed back.
Well, at the time, he was not.
Years ago.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 years ago when you
know,
said this.
But I know it when I see it.
You projected properly.
Thank you.
You also said not to trade for Giannis, so I think those.
Wow,
and Knicks, and the Knicks,
and they finally did actually.
The Knicks listened to me, just you know, 6 years later.
Just saying. It.
And the Miami Heat did trade
Tyler.
Did
finally,
hey, they got six more years out of Tyler Hero before finally doing
that's
it.
True.
I said, don't do it.
That's true, Tyler Hero
because of Tyler Hero.
That's right.
What else?
Texans Panthers this week in preseason final week. Receiver you'd rather have in fantasy, guys? Nico Collins. Or T-Mac to throw a McMillan.
I would rather have Nico Collins. I mean, again, come on now. I mean, McMillan, great job last year. Offensive play, rookie of the year, 1,000 yards receiving. But come on now.
Why can't he and do Nico's that again?
I think he's going to improve. I chose him in best ball thinking he will improve. But Nico Collins is, you know.
You're biased.
He's a beast.
You're biased.
Sure, he's a Michigan Wolverine. You know, and as long as his Buckeye can actually start throwing.
Can he stay healthy for a whole year?
Same. I don't know. Great question.
He's a monster, but man.
He's a beast. He is just an absolute physical beast. So I'll take Nico.
Big matchup. Could be a possible Super Bowl preview. Although that would be, you know, pretty wild. More likely to win the South this year, the Bucks or the Jaguars?
Oh, I'll take the Jaguars, man. I really believe in them right now. I'm buying it. I'm buying it.
Duval juice.
I am
drinking it over there, huh?
I really dig what Liam Cohen is building there and how he's going about it. And he's just really plugged into his QB. Last year, Trevor Lawrence really took a leap forward. And they went in places like Denver and just punked people.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're physical. Did you hear Baker say off of the practice, the joint practice between the two, that they got out physical by Jacksonville? Mm. And that if it was a game, he didn't think they would have won it. If that was a game based on the how they were being out physicaled. Dude, I'm telling you, man. That. Oh, I didn't stutter. Jaguars.
Jaguar.
100%. Yeah, man.
Fun. All right, two more. Dolphins, Falcons.
Oh, by the way, just last thing. Those Jaguar-Texans game this year?
Ooh. Slobberknockers.
And London gets to see one of them. What else?
Running back, you'd like to have more rushing yards. Not total yards, TJ. Rushing yards this season. Bijan Robinson or Devin Achane? Two of the best backs in the NFL.
Oof. I'll go Bijan. I'll do it. Although our guy Halfley came in here and said, I'll carry him.
I know, he's going to give him 40 looks a game. I know. Probably not really, but he wants to.
Big shrug emoji about what else is there in Miami, and if people can key on Achane and things of that nature.
Yeah.
They're going to have a problem throwing it to the point where everyone's just going to take Achane.
Yeah, not sure who their wide receiver one
is. That's where I'm going yet. I mean, but this has nothing to do with Achane's ability. Nothing.
He's great.
What else, Chris?
Last one, Rich, and I'm going to put you on the spot again.
Why not?
Because I know you like these two guys.
I don't like being put on the spot, though.
Bengals, Eagles.
Okay.
In the preseason. TJ, chime in as well.
Okay.
More likely quarterback to end their career with more Super Bowl wins.
Dak Prescott.
Joe Burrow or Jalen Hurts?
Hurts is one up.
Yeah, I mean.
Hurts is one up.
Yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm. I've been watching.
And I'll go Hurts.
Is the final score 1-0?
No.
Okay.
It is not 1-0.
When it's all said and done.
When it's yes, that's the whole point here, to end their careers.
Yeah, I wrote it.
I know.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I think each guy gets one.
I believe
in the next decade.
Let's put it this way: I believe in one organization over the other.
I agree with you there.
So that's part of it, isn't it?
Does Joe Burrow stay win there? His Super Bowl with Cincinnati?
I don't know where he works. All I know is the hat.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, there's one. Maybe I missed this because I was looking something up. Do either of these quarterbacks finish with the same team?
He just estimated that.
All right, that's why I was just checking.
Well, I would say. Look at Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Joe Montana,
Aaron Rodgers, it just
exactly just rarely
doesn't. Yeah, happen. It just rarely happens.
Well, I mean, plus I don't know if this matters. One fan base is
ready to
desperate
run.
To keep one guy there, and another part of the other fan base
ready to run him out of the rail
would drive him to the airport.
Yeah,
the grass is not always greener, people.
Kelly Green.
Oh,
I beat you to that punt. Listen.
I knew. I'd lobbed it because I knew one of you would.
Is that right? Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah. We both were fighting for
very
it.
Good. Yeah. Basically, what you just did for Philadelphia, you helicoptered right in, just like your new Sixer. What's More Likely is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That's why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. I've got a top five list inspired by one Cooper Eisen came up with the top five list.
Hey!
One more. I did not know this.
It's going to be. So get that ready for that top five. Should I tell you what the top five is?
No.
Let us guess. No.
Stick around.
Wait a minute. I'd like so we can lobby some options around, though.
Okay.
During the break. So
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take phone calls when we return as well.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Quick break to tell you some game time tips. When you're hosting during football season, you've got to be ready for every kind of craving. Somebody wants fresh pizza. Somebody wants crispy wings. Somebody's asking if there's sliders. That's when you need more than one call in the playbook. Frigidaire offers ranges and wall ovens with over 15 cooking modes, so you can tackle hosting with confidence. There's stone-baked pizza for restaurant-quality pizza in as little as 2 minutes. Air fry mode for crispy favorites, and air sous vide for juicy tender sliders. Plus, there's slow cook, no preheat, and more. Stone-baked pizza and air fry, both built right in your oven. That's the Game Time MVP combo. So when you're hosting before kickoff, Frigidaire helps you cover every craving. Available at the Home Depot. Outdoers get more done. Only when using Stone-baked pizza mode. Cook time requires preheat and reheat and may vary based on ingredients.
Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Back here on our program, when it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors are the experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs and their experts install them. That means working with a company that builds and installs a quality product with real pricing, real simple, really beautiful. And when a trusted name like Pella chooses to partner with the Rich Eisen Show, that says a lot. 0% financing options are available. Certain restrictions apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Doors showroom today. Go to Pella.com/Eisen for details. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. All right. I think your win-loss game for the Patriots smoked out the most famous Patriot win-loss game player in the history of this show, Dustin in Arkansas.
Dustin,
what's
come
up,
on,
Dustin?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking the call. Hope you all having a good day so far.
We are. What's on our, what's on your mind there?
Well, Mr. Brockman, I thought your win-loss predictions were interesting, but it's too high. They're not going to have a winning record this year.
I mean,
hold on a second.
What are we doing?
So may I handle this?
Of course.
Dustin in Arkansas, you became world famous, if I may, by calling in saying I'm a diehard Patriot fan and then predicted the Patriots to go 0-17. This was last year. They do go 13-4. They do go to the Super Bowl. You're now calling up saying that somebody else's version of this is hanky to you, and you're now saying they're not going to have a winning record again. Are you really? Are you running this okey-doke? By the way, this would be an incredible commitment to a bit.
It's great.
That you are not really a Patriot fan sitting right there in the heartland of our country, right in the middle of it. What do you got?
No, I firmly believe that. It's a Super Bowl hangover. I mean, usually when teams lose a Super Bowl, they don't do so great the next
Except
year.
Except the Patriots who won the next year.
So, Dustin, what do you did you tell Adam you wanted to put something on this? Is that what I'm telling you?
Yeah, I thought if the Patriots have a losing record, Mr. Brockman, you can donate to the charity of my choice. Okay. And I think in honor of the amazing Dolly Parton's passing yesterday, $100 to the Imagination Library. And if the Patriots have a winning record, then I will donate $100 to your charity of choice.
We can do it to St.
Jude.
Even
though the Patriots are going to lose, we're all winners.
Done and done.
Okay, Dustin.
I like your chances here, bro.
Well, somebody's going to make
I will donate anyway
because it's not
at the end of the season.
Right.
But, Dustin, come on, man.
Yeah.
8-9?
You know what? I will, if they win 9 games, I will call that week if they win the 9th games and admit I was wrong and admit that you were correct.
Dustin, okay. did you do win-loss already? I believe you have, right?
Yes, he did. He had them go 7-10. You know, 7-10.
7-10.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you have them 7-10. So on the week that they win their 9th game, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 9th would be December 6th against the Bills. Late afternoon on CBS. So Monday, December 7th. Mark that on your calendar, Dustin. Okay?
I will do so.
Either way. But in between, call back. That's
of course.
Dustin in Arkansas.
Thank you, Dustin.
All right, let's be fair and balanced. This should be fun. Sid in Atlanta.
Sid.
What's up, Sid?
Yes, I'm there.
What's going on, Sid?
What's going on, Rich? How you been, my friend?
What's going on? What would you care to do, Sid? You want to do something here? You want to play? You want to do a little win loss? Is that what you want to do?
Yes, and I want to do this. Unfortunately, from the New York Jets, I'm a diehard Jets fan. Unfortunately.
Mm. Well, the way you said "unfortunately" means you're from my neck of the woods. Where are you? Are you a Queens guy? Is that did I pick that up or what? Where are you from?
No, I'm from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, New York.
Bed-Stuy, do or die.
All right, now yeah, this is legit. Right. This is legit. You are legit. I can hear it from your accent. Let's get the Jets schedule up. Let's do it right here. The New York Jets start against Robert Saleh's Tennessee Titans. What do you got?
Well, Saleh knows us because he coached us a few years ago, so that's a loss for us.
All right. Now you're home for the Packers.
That's a loss. Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur, they're going to destroy us.
Okay. Now you're 0-2 going to Detroit, man.
At the Lions with that coach they got up there with Jared Goff, Jamar Gibbs, Amara St. Brown. Yeah, that offense will destroy us.
All right, 0-3 at the Bears now.
Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. What else can I say? That's an L.
0-4, home for the Browns. That will be a saucy crowd if that happens.
Whew. Now, with this one, I'll give us the win on that.
All right.
I believe in Geno, unfortunately.
1-4. 1-4 at the Patriots.
That's a loss.
Thank you, 5.
Coach Brockman, y'all destroy us.
1-5 home for the Dolphins.
Now, with that one, they have a new quarterback with Malik Willis. I'll give us the win on that one.
Okay, now we're 2-5 home for the Raiders.
That's a loss.
2-6 at the Chiefs.
Come on now. That's destroyed. That's destroyable.
2-7. 2-7, home for the Bills.
Oh, home for the Bills. Okay, well, I'll give us a nice big L.
Uncle Will.
2-8 at the Chargers.
Justin Herbert, John Harbaugh, not even close.
2-9 at the Dolphins.
With these division games, it's always neck and neck, tuck and tuck, but we'll lose that too.
This is now a disaster, 2-10 with the Broncos.
Sid, who's the quarterback at this point?
Well, who would be the coach? Yeah. Be honest. All right, keep going.
Oh, well, the quarterback's still going to be the terrible Geno Smith, who holds on to the ball too long. He has a high turnover volume, poor decision-making, and he's unable to elevate players, and not to mention his off-field distractions. I can't stand the guy. Well, let's keep going.
Okay. That's now 2-11. We got to finish up strong quickly at the Cardinals.
We're going to finish up strong. We're actually going to win that one.
Okay, 3-11. We got 30 seconds left. Home for the Patriots.
Brockman, we get destroyed by the Patriots again.
Okay, 3-12. Home for the Vikings.
Justin Jefferson and Kyler Murray going to have a career day against us. We get destroyed.
3-13 at the Bills.
And with this one right here, the Bills will rest all their players because they have the division locked up. And we are definitely going to lose that one as well.
3-14 says Sid in Atlanta to wrap up hour number one of our show.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
At ZocDoc, we know being a healthy adult is like living in a video game. Every day has side quests, taxes, laundry, birthdays, and just when you're leveling up, you have to book a doctor. The insurance portal crashes, they put you on hold, your doctor doesn't take your plan, game over. We see you, so we made booking a doctor easy. Download ZocDoc, search by specialty, insurance, and availability. Book instantly, no cheat codes required. Find a doctor you love with ZocDoc.